The Rechaim is in Korban Pesach, Vav
Hey.
Al.
What was Vav Al?
Vav Bez.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't it? Is that Vav Aleph?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the one it's really from Vav Beis, but the Rav Chaim starts in Vav Aleph, right? It really isn't.
It's Vav Aleph.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Ezu Tamei Shinev. Should we read the Rambam himself, Rabbi?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, it is. The Rav Chaim kind of Vekhulu Zula.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so the first two Alachas I think we have to read. So, okay, Vav Aleph. Ezu Tamei Shinev Chalpes Hashem. Kol mi sheni yachol lechol asa pesach, b'leile chamisha asar, b'bnei tumasa. Anybody who can't eat the Karan Pesach on the night of the 15th because he's a tamen, he gon zavim v'zavos, nidos v'yolados, u'boi nidos, anybody's a tamarichta, havan ogev in the veil of a sheretz, v'chiyot z'behem, b'yom ha'ba asar, ha'rez etovo, v'shochtem lov, achar shiitbo, u'la'er, kishiyar shimsha, ochal asa pesach, the tamei sheretz, or nevela, so he could do tvila, and after the tvila, and you could do shechita and zrika for him, and when the night time he'll be able to eat the pesach because he won't be a tful yom anymore.
That's right.
The Rambam's holding ain shoch the mizark and I'll tell myself because he requires tvila. Right, there is a tovo b'shochtim lov. Requires tefillah first, so he's passing like Rav.
Right, passing like Rav. That Tamei Sheretz is Osir. Tamei Sheretz is Osir.
Right, Ram explicitly says that in B'yis HaMikdash, he says, Ein Shoch Ben Al Tful Tamei Sheretz, right, in by the Pesach.
Angel.
He says explicitly in B'yis HaMikdash. Over here, it's like implicit, but...
Yeah. But if he had tefillah...
If he had tefillah, then yeah, it's Tful Yom, Shoftim Zarkanon, Tful Yom.
That's correct. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Tamei Meisha Chal Shvi Shalom Liyos Bar Basar Alpha Pisha Tavol Who's a love? Even though he did the tefillah and hazah, Avarehu Roy Lechol Kachim Erev, and he will be fine. He Kachim Erev, he won't be tefillah yom anymore because Erev Shemesh. Ain Shoftin Alav. Nevertheless, you can't do shechita on the tefillah yom of Meis. Ela Nichal Pes Hasheni. For some reason,
that's difficult. And he's saying by Tamei Meis, even though you have everything. Even though you have tefillah and you have Azor, and all you need is Erev Shemesh. But by Tamei Meis, it won't work. By Tamei Sheretz, it'll work if you did tefillah. If you didn't do tefillah, it won't. So in other words, Tful Yom by Tamei Sheretz is good. But by Tamei Meis, it doesn't matter how much you did everything, it still is no good. Because why? Go ahead.
Shenema, vayhi anashim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam v'lo yachol lasa zepesach v'yamahu. Ipi yishmu lamdu sheshvi shelehen haya v'azeh shalu im yishchot aleihem v'em yachol erev v'pirish lehem Moshe said to them she'en shoftan lehem. Still can't do it. So that's right. And he didn't tell them go into the mikvah. Right. I mean, otherwise Moshe would have said, go into the mikvah and you could do it. But Moshe said, no, you ain't shoftan lehem, you had nichal sheni. At least right. The story makes sense according to the Rambam, right?
What's that?
At least the story makes sense. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to masik the story that Moshe just, it doesn't record that Moshe said, go into the mikvah.
He takes care.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, Rambam Lachor is right. From the story, if you really think it's Shvi, it seems that even Tefillah is not going to help you. Or else Moshe should just tell them to go to the mikvah. Why is he telling them Pesach Sheni?
That's right. So So he answers Stasis Akasha.
Right.
Okay, good.
Creates new problems, but...
Yeah, creates a big problem.
Right, there's a reason Tosa didn't say this, you know?
That's right.
Okay, Bamedramurim?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bamedramurim, Bishinim, Abitumus, Minimation, Azimigalechalem. So this is when it's a regular, the full Tumas Meis Chamura. Avalim Hoya Tami Bishar Tumas Minimesh in Azmigalehalehem, like only Rova Kavatsamos or Revias Dam, certain more Mako forms of Tumas Meis. Shofna Lov Bishvishlo Achash Yitpo Biyaza Lov, then you could, once you did Tful Yom from the more Mako forms of Meis, then you could do Shita and Zriga for him.
Correct.
Shiashim, Shofa Pisto, and he'll be able to eat the Pesach Bar.
Correct, correct. Okay, that's good. Now, where does it go from here?
Wait, do you want to read the Raita, Jeremy?
Let's go back to Abraham.
Okay. Should we start from the Rambam or from the Hasagos?
From the Hasagos. I mean, we did the Rambam.
Okay, Basaga Zashano. Ain de Halacha Halachas King. The Rambam's not like the whole proper Halacha. Shere Rav Shomer Ain Shoftim Azarka Tamei Sheretz. Rav is the one who holds this Ain Shoftim.
That's right.
Mikan Lomot, he learns it from this very Halacha of Tamei Meis Mishvishalo.
That's right.
The Jews, the relation of the Azarka Tzul Yom, and Rav holds like the Mishnah. That Tzul Yom, you could do.
Could do.
Right,
he learns it out from this pasuk of Tamei Meis.
Right. He learns from that Tamei Meis, Ain Shoftim Azarkan, from Tamei Meis. But he himself holds that Tzul Yom is good. But according to the Rambam, Mim Kain, that Tzul Yom, Rechman Adachye. And according to the Rambam, this very case of Tamei Meis Shvi Shalom is even a Tzul Yom. And you'd see the Torah pushes him off. So how could, if Rav is really learning from here, Rav is really learning from the case of Tamei Meis Shvi Shalom, then you would have to say even a Tzul Yom is no good.
That's right. So how could he learn that Tamei Sheretz is good?
That Tamei Sheretz is no good, but Tzul Yom is good.
I'm sorry, Tzul Yom is good by Tamei Sheretz.
Right.
Because Tzul Yom is not good by Tamei Meis.
Right.
And he's learning from Tamei Meis to Tamei Sheretz.
Right, and by Tamei Meis, I'm a chalik between Tzul Yom and a regular Tamei.
Yeah, it's a powerful question.
Yeah.
That's a powerful question. Yeah, it's like impossible.
Yeah, yeah. No answer.
No answer. Right, so did we finish the paragraph?
No. So Ela Haikra is still the Ravid. Ela Haikra, so how do you interpret the pasuk according to Ravid? Ravid says, Bishalot Tavo, Velohiza, the case was they didn't do Tfilin and do Azar, Dain and Tamei Sheretz, Umaisa, Kihavi, Hachihavi, and just that's the way the story happened. Sheshachti Vazokru, Alehem, Kodim Tfilin, Hazah, mean the Shechita and the Zrika of the Pesach occurred before they did the Tefillah Nazah for the Paraduma. The Savish Yalem, they thought it'd be fine. But the Shalu El Achas Man Shechita, and they only asked at night. And then Moshe said, "Whoops, that was no good. And had you reversed the order, it would have been fine. But now that when you did it, you were Tamei Sheretz, right? Yeah. So then it's no good."
Right.
But so the Ravid really kind of, you know, he answers the story a little bit better than Tosos, and he shows you how you could derive it from there that Tamei Sheretz ain't shoftim azarkan lo because they weren't a Tzul Yom yet.
Because they weren't Tzul Yom.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so that's the Ravid. So then the Rav Chaim explains the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The Yerazvan. The Rambam mochiach mehadam aleh Moshe shitchul bez hasheni. The Rambam proves from the fact that Moshe told these people that they're going to bez hasheni. The kasha da'lo hayuchol net bo bayom v'lasos achach pesach is a problem, right? Is why couldn't they just Moshe? Why Moshe just tell them to do tefillah and then they could then do the pesach? The kvar hikshis as the tosos pesachim da'tzadi anshon tosos kasha. Right, and Mizeh, who shall hear Rambam, the Tamei Meis, Kam Lacha, Tfilah, Vazah, and you know Rory Lassiter can't play his other arm, therefore proves, for the fact that Moshe didn't tell him to do tefillah, that right. Tommy Mace, even after he does tefillah and azah, still, and he's still not right to make the Karm Pesach.
So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell him.
It wouldn't have worked.
Wouldn't work. So Reb Chaim is using Tesis Kasha as a riot to the Rambam.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Rabbi Kasha. No, a little more. The Rabbi Kasha goes there, and the Rabbi writes about that Rambam. Shemi Kanein Raya. It can't be a Raya. Shemai Shishaya Kafaya. That's just the way the story happened. By the time they answer Shiloh, they didn't have enough time in order to be Tovel and do the Pesach. Well, Ikerdina, that's how the Rabbi answers the story. Well, Ikerdina, Shal Rambam, that Tfilyom de Mace ain't Shofim loves the Pesach, and the Rambam is very halacha, that Tfilyom of Mace, you can't do Shlitos Pesach alav. It's a good Rabbi. May how the Rav yellow Pesach on that side, on the base. On the base. Wow. That the writer that from learns from the fact that Rav himself learns from this case that Tommy Sheretz Mitami Mace Shachal Shri Shalom Yisra Pesach. The Rav learns Tommy Sheretz from the very case of Tommy Mace Shachal Shri Shalom and Er Pesach. There's the very Makor. Well, that's a Rambam, and according to the Rambam's way of learning Tommy Mace, right? The Gishnaf Kusa Beinayim, the Tful Yom Shalom, that there's a distinction between. Time Mace, the Tful Yom of Mace that you can't do Shechita, but the time the Tful Yom of Sheretz you could. In King, Echilafina, Lume Adadi, Otumas Aleim, if they're different when they're Tful Yoms, so then, what right does Ram have to compare them according to Rav? The Rav, according to Rambam, what right do you have to compare them when they're in their Tumma themselves? Kivindul Adamil Adadi, Tarachin, since you see that they're different, the Tful Yom of Mace is different than Tful Yom of Sheretz.
That's right.
Tummy Mace is the same as Tummy Sheretz. Maybe Tummy Mace is just a more Chomer thing, and that's why you can't do it. What right does Rav have to extend Tummy Mace to Tummy Sheretz once you see the Tful Yom versions are different?
In other words, what's his Raya from Tummy Mace? He's bringing a Raya from Tummy Mace, but Tummy Mace is no Raya because by Tummy Sheretz, it's not the same halacha.
Right? Tful Yom Sheretz, you could do Shechita, Tful Yom Mace, you can't. Now, how do you compare Tami Mace to Tami Sheretz when before the Tful Yom? They're just not comparable to us.
Right, exactly. That's the question. Okay, go ahead.
That's the end of that, the first paragraph.
Okay. All right, so I think we'll stop here. The cash is clear.
Yeah.
Cash is impossible. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how he picks up from Thesis at the Ram. I mean, he puts the Ram into Thesis.
He does it a lot. He very often finds how the Rambam solves Thesis's problems, something like that.
That's true.
Right. He takes the Thesis is a Docha cancer for the Gemara.
Right.
And Echanami, they did do it. They didn't go to Shani, just the Torah isn't recorded. It's like a dohuk way to learn the whole story.
That's true.
Like Ram's trying to solve the Gemara and learn the story, and then, like, you know.
That's right. I mean, the question is, why didn't he tell him to go do Tefillah? So according to the Rambam, it's very simple, because it wouldn't have helped.
Right.
Wouldn't have helped. And Taisa has to invent an answer. I really did tell him, but the whole change in the story.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's stop here.
Okay. Thanks, Abby.
Okay, guys.